I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir. My name is Craig Cobb. I'm with Vanguard Radio, which is part of the Vanguard News Network. We're based in Kirksville, Missouri, and I have a place in West Virginia as well.
No, I'm from West Virginia.
Oh, you are? Yes,
West, by God.
Mine is in Pocahontas. I thought you were from Utah, sir.
Pardon? I'm from McDowell County.
I see.
A little coal camp called Number 7.
I see.
You know, turkey hunt and squirrel hunt in Pocahontas County.
Oh, they come. It's like a national park there, essentially. It's almost all a park, you know, national and state park.
Yeah.
In fact, they're flooding in there from North Carolina, sir. They want to get away from the invasion of North Carolina. There's a nice veterinarian that comes up and visits in the neighborhood.
Yeah, my family were bootleggers and coal miners.
I was in the military many years ago, and with Richard Petty's cousin. He said he learned his cousin learned how to drive doing bootleg turns and all running in a moonshine. Attorney, I've just read this article online, and of course
Jesse's fine,
sir.
Just Jesse.
Oh, okay, Jesse. You know, I've read about your brother tangentially somewhat for some while now, but then today this news broke that Judge Kimball has completely ruled in your favor and essentially ordered the FBI to pony up, and I was hoping you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, it's so multifaceted, the whole thing. For one, you know, Robert Mueller, sir, who's the director of the FBI now, he's given speeches before the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'ris. And Mo Dees just founded an Institute for Hate up at Gonzaga University, a Jesuit university in the Northwest. And one of the donors to that was the American Jewish Congress, and Jack Rosen is the head of that. And Jack Rosen also gave $100,000 to Mr. Bush. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the American Jewish Congress, together with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'ris, who actually trains our FBI agents in Holocaust sensitivity and so forth. Recently, I saw an interview with Carl Fleming, who was involved in registering blacks in the South in 64, I guess, 63. And he said that at that time, the government essentially sanctioned what the Ku Klux Klan and organizations of that time, which were considered perhaps as some of the organizations involved with SPLC, maybe today involved against SPLC, I should say. And then further, that organization, Mo Seligman Dees's org, I guess they're up to 53 or 67 million, and Bill O'Reilly did a great expose of them 4 or 5 years ago, it's been now, about how this man sits on his money. But it looks like you're up against these people. For one thing, straight out, I wonder if you win, if these documents are true, these 340 documents, will your family bring a multimillion-dollar suit against the SPLC, sir?
No.
You will not?
No. Well, we're looking for justice for my brother.
Well, I see, but...
I never set out to solve the bombing.
Yes.
I set out to find out who killed my brother and to see that justice... We deserve a measure of justice for that.
Yes, sir.
But the problem was every trail I came across always took me back to the bombing.
Yes. And this person at Elohim City, which is alleged in Louis Free's documents, and I guess Louis Free has more or less dropped out of sight, just totally uncharacteristic of a high government official since he is no longer...
It seems to be like he cut and ran.
Right, and I was going to ask you about that.
I don't know anything other than he disappeared quickly.
Yes, sir.
Also, at about the same time, the Inspector General Michael Bromwich suddenly quit.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we have Attorney General Gonzalez, and I suppose he's the one who's saying that they can't possibly come up with these documents in time. And wasn't Attorney General Gonzalez one of the primary author of the Patriot Act, and hasn't he cottoned in certain circumstances, as I believe Mr. Dershowitz has, torture, which is what happened to Kenneth, your brother?
Well, my brother was clearly tortured,
yes,
but
he was.
I can't lay that at the feet of those men.
Because you're an attorney, I suppose you've been able to And because you're a good brother to your brother. I mean, you wouldn't stand for what's happened. And it's amazing to me, the whole trial. I mean, there's been a grand jury already, sir.
Oh, it was thrown.
Right. Was that it?
Yes.
And you know, these. I don't know if Carol Howe is the supposed SPLC informant at Elohim City, or Andreas Strassmeyer, or who was it?
It looks like Strassmeyer.
Strassmeyer.
And look, actually, when you read these documents, Craig, you'll see they had two informants,
uh-huh.
at least two. They had one in with the Midwest Bank Robbery Gang.
Yes.
And then
Aryan Republican Army.
Yeah. And I think that guy was Sean Kinney.
Yes.
And then they had one at Elohim City, and I'm pretty sure that was Strassmeyer.
And Strassmeyer, of course, escaped completely to Germany, right?
Yeah, this memo from Louis Free
mm-hmm.
tells everybody how he's going out.
I see.
It says
the memo you have from the Freedom of Information?
Well, they didn't. The one I'm seeking to get.
Oh.
See, I've got the memos, but the names of the. They're such idiots
uh-huh.
that they didn't know I had them, and they were blacked out. So when I sued for them, they tell the judge there's no such documents. Of course, I file them. Then they come in and say they're fake. And I had an affidavit from a retired FBI agent who worked in the Washington Bureau who said, no, they're not fake, they're real.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and said, oh, well, we can't find them. And then they had another affidavit that said, well, yes, you can. They have a serial number on them, so you just go to this file and look under that serial, and that's where it'll be.
In the case of Carol Howe's trial, weren't there a lot of documents that just suddenly disappeared, and wasn't an FBI agent at one point actually convicted of destroying documents related to the Oklahoma City bombing?
I don't know, but I can tell you that in my brother's case,
yes,
not only did he was undressed and his blood-stained clothing thrown away before he was turned over to the medical examiner. The medical examiner was not allowed in the cell. The cell was cleaned.
And the ligature marks were not indicative of hanging, of a self-hanging, of course.
Strangulation.
Right.
The logbooks that would have shown who had access to him have disappeared, or the pages have disappeared. And these are permanent records that are supposed to be maintained in the National Archives.
I see.
Everything. I mean, I can go through a whole litany of evidence like that, but the crucial one, the most telling one, is 41 pieces of evidence, including the crime scene negatives and crime scene photographs, disappeared out of the FBI's file.
Since when is that, sir?
Shortly after he was killed.
Although informed officially that Mr. Cobb was an agent of the Vanguard News Network, Mr. Trenadue declined to be interviewed further upon realizing that he was being recorded. Although further interview in this capacity was requested, Mr. Trenadue declined. Vienna wishes him the best in pursuit of the perpetrators of his brother's death.